For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
The nation is mourning the death of former President George H.W. Bush, who's died at the age of 94. Bush took the oath of office on January 20, 1989, and became the 41st President of the United States. A family spokesman says Bush died shortly after 10 p.m. Friday. The Republican emerged with sky-high approval ratings after the 1991 Gulf War, but lost re-election after voters struggling in a weak economy perceived him as out of touch. Bush was a World War II hero, a Texas congressman, the director of the CIA, and Ronald Reagan's vice president. Congresswoman-elect Katie Hill delivers the weekly Democratic address outlining three parts of the House agenda when they go to work next month.
We will lower the cost of health care and out-of-control prices for prescription drugs. We will rebuild the United States infrastructure. We will finally advance common-sense, bipartisan solutions to prevent gun violence.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker leaves office Monday and has been working with Governor-elect Mike Dunleavy's staff on earthquake response for a smooth transition. Anchorage Fire Chief Jody Hetrick says assessment of damage continues.
We're in the midst of still collecting information, but as far as we know, there were two structures. They were smaller, older structures. Don't think they were commercial. I don't have all of the details on those yet. We did have four working fires, and the rest of it has been infrastructure damage to roads.
The good news is that the weather and temperatures in the coming days will be manageable for families impacted by power outages. A scary sight for passengers on a Frontier Airlines flight from Las Vegas to Tampa. The plane was forced to turn around and make an emergency landing shortly after takeoff when a piece of the engine cover broke off. The plane landed safely. A federal judge will decide Monday whether former FBI Director James Comey must testify before Congress next week. Comey is challenging a subpoena from House Republicans requiring him to testify privately on Tuesday. He has instead offered to give public testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump is in Argentina for the G20 summit. USA's Wendy King tells us more.
NAFTA is now a done deal, signed by the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
We've worked hard on this agreement. It's been long and hard. We've taken a lot of barbs and a little abuse, and we got there. It's great for all of our countries.
The president's most significant meeting now is the meeting planned with China's president, Xi Jinping. China and the U.S. are embroiled in an escalating trade war, which is essentially a battle of tariffs. President Trump says he's open to a trade deal, but also says he's satisfied with the billions of dollars in tariffs aimed at fixing a trade imbalance between the two countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Some 25,000 people from 200 countries are expected to attend the UN Climate Summit in Poland Sunday through the 14th to look at the fine print of the global climate deal reached in Paris. Ecologist Johan Rockström says he hopes for a progressive dialogue.
This is necessary, again, coming back to the fact that we have to bend the global curve of emissions within 2 years, and we have to cut the emissions by half within the next 10 years.
Getting an agreement is expected to be difficult, if not impossible, on how countries are to count their greenhouse gas emissions and work to reduce them. President Trump has already said he'll pull the U.S. out of the Paris Accord, citing his America First mantra. A new report warns time is running out if the world wants to stop global warming from rising another 2 to 3 degrees by the end of the century. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.